The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Bear With Me, a Chicago Bears podcast hosted by yours truly, Robert Schmitz, right here on the Windy City Gridiron Podcasting Channel. And with the 228th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears have selected cornerback Thomas Graham, and thankfully, we've got Jacob Infante, WCG's lead draft analyst, here to walk through what that means for the Chicago Bears, as they have now taken their first defender in, I believe, that is, oh gosh, is that the seventh pick of their draft so far? Let me see. Okay, so Fields, Jenkins, the tackle out of Missouri. Perfect. Yes, the sixth pick.
Six.
Either seven way.
Coming up.
Five offensive players, one defender. It's clear the onus that is on the Bears, offense right now. But here comes Thomas Graham. He's a smaller guy from what I can tell. So tell me about him. Jacob, what have you seen?
Yeah, so the big thing with Thomas Graham, and I'm not the kind of guy who prioritizes the Senior Bowl above tape. I'm not the guy who prioritizes the combine or pro days, whatever, of tape, but going down to Mobile this year and watching Thomas Graham go at it, he looked to be one of the best defensive backs down there, cornerback or safety. I was really impressed with how sticky he was in coverage, and that translates on tape. He's an intelligent player. He does a very good job of identifying route concepts based off of personnel, judging off of positioning and alignment of a receiver, which packages they're in. And he's very patient. He's calculated in his movements. He doesn't jump on a route unless he's 100% confident that that is the break. Say if it's like an in route, he doesn't jump it until he knows for a fact that he's cutting inwards and isn't going for a fake. Footwork, very good. He's a solid athlete, ran about a 4.49 40-yard dash and solid, you know, decent enough agility numbers. Maybe not the best pure athlete. I don't know necessarily if he's the most toolsy corner in this class. He's a bit shorter. Lower body explosiveness is just okay, but he's a sound player. He's intelligent, can play inside and outside, although I like him a lot more kicking inside to the nickel at the next level. Very good ball skills. He was super productive. I don't have the exact number of pass deflections in front of me, but I know he had 8 picks in 3 seasons at Oregon. And I think that if he didn't opt out of the 2020 season, we'd be looking at someone who could very well be in that really in that early round 3 range, like a 4th round pick. I had him around the 5th round, if I'm not mistaken. So I think this is, again, very good value for the Bears in order to address a need, get a guy who's technically sound, can probably play in some capacity right away, whether it's special teams or whether it's as a rotational nickel defender. Because again, Buster Screen's gone. You've got Kendall Wilder and Duke Shelley. Neither of them have really proven capable of being able to take on that full-time starter role. So getting another name in there, you know, it's worth taking a shot on, honestly. So Thomas Graham's a guy I definitely like. Really, I'm high on this pick overall. I think that's a good value at this stage. Smart position value that fills a need. And worst case, I think he's a solid special teamer.
Well, for what it's worth, Jacob, it's not just you. For again, take their rankings with a grain of salt. They can be a little all over the place, but PFF has Thomas Graham as one of their top 100 players, namely top 80 players. I just forget the exact number. So you aren't the only one that likes this kid. It's interesting you talk about his intelligence, Jacob, because I think one thing that's really, I think it's a little funny, is that there are a lot of people that look at nickel corner as the small corner position. So if a guy's a little on the smaller side, say take Kendall Vildor, for instance, they say he'll make a good slot, right? But the slot wide receiver position, especially in the NFL right now, is one of the most flexible positions in football. And that means the slot corner position actually takes a higher degree of intelligence, much more like Bryce Callahan, for instance, than it does just being small and quick and whatnot. Because you have to suss out, okay, is Davante Adams going left, back, right? Which direction is this guy going? It's a big part of why Allen Robinson, Davante Adams, Julio Jones, and many wide receiver ones are taking reps out of the slot nowadays. It's more or less one of the high vulnerabilities of football. But like you talked about, Kendall Vildor is more of an outside corner. I would say he's outside corner depth at this point, meaning the Bears have Duke Shelley as their nickel corner. That's not ideal. And obviously they're going to have to start somebody. So we'll see what they or which decision they make. Could be Artie Burns, could be anybody. But Graham, from what I can tell off of what you're saying, from what I can tell off of the Twitter timeline, is about as positive a pick as the Bears could have gotten here in the 228 spot. And that's really, really exciting, because at least for, what do you think, the next 4 years or so, it's going to be really easy. I wouldn't call it easy, but it's going to be much more possible to find high level nickel corners late in the draft, given the way that they're currently being valued still as sort of lower end players. And that means the Bears may just find their solution in Thomas Graham.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think that nickel corner is a position that's not necessarily being valued in an incredible manner in the draft, because like we've seen Sean Wade, one of the top nickel corners in this class, who had a bad year on the outside but was borderline a first round talent with his performance in 2019. He dropped all the way down to what I want to say it was like the late fifth round. And looking at other guys, I mean, I'm sure I'd have to go and double check, but I can't really name a nickel corner that's gone super high in this class, and that's just the nature of the position. So to take a shot on a nickel corner this late in the draft, I think is a good investment. It's kind of like running back. We were talking about how so many of these late round corners, late round running backs have, you know, been able to succeed at the next level. So I think it's a good value from a positional standpoint, just to take a shot on this guy and you know, see what he can do, because I really liked his tape.
I love it. I can't wait. I mean, in Sean Desai's defense, you're going to need to be able to cover. And the Bears certainly took a nice step forward in that direction, taking a defensive back that I know our own defensive backs guy, if you will, Brandon Robinson's really excited to see added. He likes his tape. You like his tape. I am excited about this pick. Look, obviously he's a sixth rounder, so that does not mean he's some kind of instant starter or a game changer. But if the Bears could draw just about any value, let alone a solid sixth round pick, because correct me if I'm wrong, Bryce Callahan didn't exactly have a high pedigree either when it came to his draft position. He was a UDFA, now that I think about it, right?
Yeah, he was coming out of Rice. Yeah,
exactly. So you can find really good nickels in the scrap heap, so to speak. And it sounds as if Thomas Graham has all the measurables, has all the tape that you would look at in a really solid nickel corner. And given the way that the Bears have been drafting this year, trading up for guys that they absolutely needed, this seems like a slam dunk pick that it may not work, but it's about as good as you could ask for in the slot. Am I crazy?
Yeah, I don't think you are. I think it's a pretty good value overall, a good pick, because he's a talented player, no doubt about it. And it's just the nature of slot corners aren't necessarily valued in an incredible manner anymore, at least in the draft. So I like this pick. I think that for a sixth round pick, you're not going to get too many picks that are like, wow, this guy was available. But at the same time, I think Thomas Graham is a guy where it's like, oh, I expected him to go earlier. This is a pretty good value, in my opinion. So no complaints from me here. I think this was a pretty good selection for Chicago.
I love it. That's all I could look for. And it looks as if, by the way, little peek behind the curtain, the Bears have just selected their 250th pick. So I know you got to run, Jacob. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll be right back at you with another episode as we will cover a guy. Is it Kyrus Tonga?
I'm not 100% sure. I know of this guy and I like his tape. I just have to double check exactly how to pronounce it. So give me 1 second here as I look up the pronunciation. I don't want to butcher that.
No worries. Kyrus. Take your time.
Kyrus. There
Kyrus.
We go.
Perfect. Kyrus Tonga. Kyrus Tonga. We'll be back at you with a breakdown of him in just a little bit. Bear down. Thanks so much for bearing with us.